Ben Gardner, something I didn't know about you, and, well, I did know that you're quite committed to public service, but I didn't know that one of the expressions is as president of the local Lions Club, so congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. I know the Lions Club and Iron Prior, they're everywhere. We have a growing membership, a huge roster, and they're really doing amazing things in our town, so happy to be a member. It really is something that, growing up, this was what my family was ingrained in. So the Lions Club and all the members that are part of it now have really became my family.
Tell me a little bit more about its structure, first of all. You say it's a large club, and I'm aware of a number of the activities through other spokespersons who've come, but outline what's on an annual agenda for the club.
We have a roster of just under 40 people, 40 committed members. On a weekly basis, we typically meet. We're talking through how can we make an impact locally, where are needs that exist in our town, and who can we help. So a lot of the fundraising that we do, some of the big things, a lot of the events in town, you'll see the Lions Club members in yellow vests, barbecues during the summer. We typically have 2 to 3 barbecues monthly, if not more. That's one source of income that we generate as a club. And all proceeds that come in from the community go back out to the community as well. And that's the best impact of being a Lions Club member. We have coming up very shortly pancake breakfast on Family Day taking place at the Nick Smith Center. Over the holidays, we had gift baskets for residents at the Grove Nursing Home, and Christmas was a big part of sharing the joy and giving back to the community.
One of the things that happens on an annual basis is the Walk for Dog Guides.
You know, that's a lot of fun. Something that the Lions Club International has as a focus. Every single year, there's a walk for dog guides at Robert Simpson Park. It typically happens around May in the spring, and it's lots of fun. People come out with their dogs, raise a little bit of money, and have fun with their family and friends.
How, if one is interested in knowing more about the club, do they find out?
We have a website at armprierlionsclub.ca. Typically at every single event in town, we'll be there with our Lions Club vests, the yellow vests. If you wanted to reach out to us individually, always feel free. Come to us with ideas, questions, comments, feedback. We're always willing to interact and speak with people who live in our beautiful community.
Now, our neighbors in Renfrew had a thriving club at one time, and there are efforts underway now to reestablish them. I'm sure that the local club wishes our neighbors luck.
Absolutely. Being so close to Renfrew, we've always had a great relationship. Many of our members have actually been members of the Lions Club in Renfrew, so there is some cross-pollinization. Wish them the best. Any help that they need or questions, comments, then we're working with them to make sure that they get established and back up and operational.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.